So if you have problems with people seeing the value in the product and service offering that you want them to want before they get onto a call with you, and you possibly have problems with retaining clients for, 12 to 18 months plus, and you have people who have a hard time understanding how to best use your products and services while they are working with you, which typically tend to manifest as like people who, don't see the value while they're working with you, who don't do the work, who don't get the results that they see that they want and all this stuff as well. A lot of this can actually come down to what you aren't showing them about your customer journey, and this episode might be helpful to you. So back in Toronto, I'm no longer in Vancouver, currently in a hotel room, about to try and find another Airbnb, which is the world's most ridiculous shit ever. I've been through like probably six or seven in the past like 5 weeks, so it's pretty wild. Traveling's cool, lots of fun, definitely missing home. We have an event coming up this coming week that I'm super excited to actually run. We're going to be focusing on mastering the sales process itself in particular for our actual clients. And if you guys listen to this, it's not too late to become a client. So you can come to the event and actually go deep dive into all that as well. But one of the biggest things I'm working on right now is actually recrystallizing our customer journey, not for any other reason than the idea behind it is that we just want to start marketing it more effectively again. We don't do a terrible job of this, but we can definitely do it better. But this is one of the things that we love helping our clients with quite a fair bit too, right? So the customer journey, if you're not completely certain in what that actually looks like, it is a clear picture of what someone actually experiences with you in the journey from them becoming a client all the way through until they actually achieve the desired outcome that they'd actually like, and what's possible for them post that at the same time too. And what's really interesting is a lot of people get, I hear this from prospects on calls that I take. I hear this from clients before we help install a good client journey, all to the stuff as well. I hear them say that people don't necessarily fully understand the value of what they can provide to them when they get onto a call with them, and they feel as if when they do get started, they're always looking for a way to leave or whatever it is. Even if they get a result, right? Like that seems to baffle people quite a fair bit when you get someone a great result, they get exactly what they want, and they still decide to leave. Now, a lot of the time, right, the way to think about this is if you think university, right, and your goal is to get a degree at university, and you know that there is a 2 year period until you can get that actual degree, and then you know that you have the option to possibly do additional courses, or you can possibly look at going to university or whatever it is. But you know that there is a period of time it takes. You know, there's classes you have to go to, there's homework you have to do, there is so freaking much that's involved, but it's very clear to you what you need to do, and it's very clear to you what they will do for you, and it's very clear to you what the benefits of doing it are. It's very clear to you what the consequences are of not doing it at the same time as well. And it's very clear to you what possible next steps and options you might have. It's very clear to you what results you see other people get because you benchmark yourself against them. It's very clear to you what good grading and what bad grading is. It's very clear to you what good and bad is in general. And something that I notice a lot of people don't do in their marketing, in the like for the first part of this, in their marketing, is sharing with people what the full period of time working with them looks like, right? I think the first mistake is if people don't actually sell in package, not packages, but periods of time, right? So if you don't first sell in a period of time, it's very hard to actually create a customer journey. If you're going month to month or whatever it is, you know, I think what's interesting is we definitely work in businesses right now that, you know, as a service business, everything is week to week in realist, like in reality, because everyone can choose to leave whenever the hell they want if they're not seeing the value. If that makes sense. We live in a world right now where even if you go to court, like there's no such thing as winning in court against someone, if that makes sense, right? So you still want to make sure that people are seeing value week by week. But the best way that what's interesting is the best way to actually help someone see week by week how they actually are succeeding and getting better is using a very similar system to that of a college or something like that, right? And it's showing people from the moment that they start all the way through until they get, you know, hypothetically, a degree. A degree for you might be the result, hitting a certain revenue amount per month. Whatever the ideal outcome that they said that they wanted when they got into the sales call was with you in the first place, helping them achieve that. As a quick sidebar, what's interesting is you can actually help create that in your marketing. You can help create the exact person you do want on the call for the exact place you do want to get them to on the call as well, if you market a journey well enough, because you can choose where you want to take people, kind of like universities and colleges do at the same time as well. And the main thing that I think most people don't do is they don't reverse engineer what the full path looks like for someone when they first start, for them to stay with them for 12 to 18 months. And the challenge with that is, right, like, you can only go as far as a map that you have created will take you. You can obviously go further than that if you choose to continue the relationship and all sort of stuff as well. But if the map doesn't exist and the map doesn't clearly outline where they're going, what you guys will be doing together, what milestones you guys will be working on, what benefits those milestones would have to them in their business, and what specific things you guys would be working on at the same time as well, then it's going to be really fucking hard for them to actually visualize in a visual, even if it's mental visual, but visualize what working with you long-term looks like. And when someone can't visualize what working long-term with you looks like, they're always looking for a reason to leave. It's kind of like if you're dating a girl and she can't see that there is the possibility of marrying and having kids with you, she will start, and that's highly of high value to her, she will start looking at other options and she will start looking at all the cracks within what's happening in your world right now. And the second that she no longer feels that it's of service to the thing that she wants in her life long term, i.e. the kids and everything else as well, she will disappear. She will go away. She will run away. And this is what's happening with a lot of your clients. However, if she knew that the plan is for us to get married, I'm going to get engaged to you, there is going to be kids, I want to make sure that we have a house and, you know, have gotten to a stage in our careers where we can actually take good amounts of time for us to both be able to invest a shitload amount of time into our kids, make sure there's enough savings, and make sure that we've done everything we needed to do before we could actually get the kids into this world, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that plan's going to be a 2 to 4 year plan or whatever it might be. Then there's a clear picture and visual for her to feel safe in and for her to actually go, okay, cool, we can work toward this together. But without that, she's looking for every opportunity in the world to disappear in some way, shape, and form. As long as that's not aligning with the things that she initially said that she wanted or that she does want or values or wants to see in her life or whatever it is. Your clients are no different. The second that they feel that you aren't going to be able to lead them by definition of having a map, showing them what good looks like, showing them what potential mistakes might come up through that period of time and showing them what other people have done through your service, where they have had harder times, and what you do to actually help them overcome that. Where they have had accelerated times and how you made sure that that stayed in acceleration as opposed to a decline of some sort. Showing them what happens after you guys get over, you know, first getting them leads, right? Like, what responsibility does someone have to take when you get them leads, right? Like, is there a system in place to help them follow up? What does it look like when they need to hire more team, and how do you guys keep working together, and what's the plan that you guys do have so that you guys don't lose them at that stage as well, right? Like, let's say that you work with someone and they say, fuck, I actually need to go work on my fulfillment now. And that in their mind's eye means I shouldn't do more marketing, or I shouldn't work with a consultant at this point in time, because if I don't have my fulfillment dialed in, I'm not going to be able to get the value out of them, and I'm going to be wasting my time, their time, and everything else around that at the same time too. And they'll choose to opt out. Whereas if you had a preconceived plan on when you get to that stage of needing help at fulfillment or whatever it is, then we would choose to slow insert sales activity down and choose to increase systems activity for the new people coming in or whatever it is. But the idea is to make sure that there is no period of time where they no longer see value in working with you, as long as that's done ethically and there actually is value for there for them to be able to receive from you at the same time as well. If you don't have value for them to receive, then that would be unethical of you to continue working with them through that period of time. But if they can receive value and you can do so and you can come up with a plan, then the only thing that's stopping you from continue working with them through that period of time is actually communicating that plan to them. But if you zoom out and think about what happens in college or, you know, in a relationship or whatever it is, if you can bring this stuff to the forefront and put it in your marketing, and in your marketing share, this is the journey we take people on. This is the milestones we take people through. This is where most of the mistakes happen. This is the plan that we have for those mistakes. Here is some proof of great results even in downtimes. Here is some evidence of clients getting great results through the whole period and periodization of time that we have with them. Here is some proof of people who said that they thought that they wouldn't be able to actually get X result even when Y was happening or whatever it is. And this is something that I think if you market from the front end, the more people that see it and the more that you repeatedly market it, the more people will understand, oh shit, these guys actually have a good system and their shit together, and they have something that I would genuinely love to have the support in for a long period of time. You would be surprised. I get so many messages with people who just reach out to me and say, you guys very clearly have your shit together. And I'm always curious as to like what makes them say that. And the biggest reason as to why they typically tend to say that is because they believe, because the way that we market, they can see that we have a plan that helps them get to the outcome that they want to get to, if that makes sense, right? At this point in time, the plan that we typically tend to have in place is like helping someone get to 50 to 60K per month who's currently sort of between, you know, 5 to 8 or thereabouts right now. So they've got a business, they're currently active, they have clients, they get great results on all of this stuff as well. Our goal is to get them up to 50 to 60K because that means that we would have sales that would be predictable, i.e. an audience of people who want to buy what they want to sell, and a very clear appointments and sales system to be able to enroll, you know, a good 4 to 8 clients a month, depending on the price, pricing models and all of the stuff too, be able to actually get themselves out of the day-to-day by putting themselves in a position where they can enroll an account manager, because we've worked on their customer journey and we've worked on the client success systems to be able to help an account manager take over the onboarding calls, the client success check-ins, and make sure that clients are still getting an amazing result even while they're not doing the actual check-ins themselves or whatever it is. And then getting someone like an appointment setter in to take over the actual setting of the appointments once we've ramped up lead flow in a group or on their Facebook and help them putting out offers that genuinely only speak to someone who genuinely wants to already buy what they're selling. We've gotten pretty fucking good at that. And that journey there alone would get someone to a stage of 50 to 60K per month where they're still selling, right? But the system works so well that sales calls close at like 50 to 60%. So they can sign up like two clients a week on legitimately like six or seven calls, if that makes sense. So that's not a huge issue. And the goal then is to systemize the sales process itself to bring in a sales rep to help them get well past the 50 to 60K. But the first benchmark is 50 to 60K because that's the place where, honestly, a lot of people are totally cool staying there, right? Like in some cases, we can actually help them, sell via DM and not even have to worry about that. Or in some cases, they're like totally cool with 50 to 60K per month, staying there for a while, just choosing to get better at marketing, enjoying it. That's a great place to live and enjoy life at the same time too. And stabilize for a little while, get used to having a good running business going, get used to leading a good team, get used to having fun with it, get used to seeing great results and screaming those from the rooftop, get used to networking, get used to building great partnerships and all sort of stuff as well. And then once there's a used to, I'm not going to say used by day, but like once you get used to things, it's like, okay, cool. Now that we actually have the skills, the period of time that the skills have been present, i.e. we've been able to maintain good work for a long period of time, and we know that if we scale things up, we'll be able to handle everything, and we've become the person that needs to actually help create this type of business, then we help them scale the fuck out of that by increasing lead flow, bringing sales reps in, and all sort of stuff too. But what have I just done here, right? I've just explained our complete custom journey to you. So you start, we fix sales, we make that really simple for you, get enough people coming in who want to buy what you're already selling, get you guys up to probably 25 to 30 grand, put an account manager in to take over all the day-to-day activities and probably a virtual assistant to do a lot of the administration and maybe a media buyer to take over some of the actual media buying if you're an agency or an SEO, whatever it is. Or if you're a consulting business, like another consultant under you or whatever it is, to buy back all your time and then continue to bring on clients who will probably end up being probably 4 to 6 a month, get you up to that 50, 60K per month. And the goal at that point is like, now that we are at 50 to 60K per month, it's to keep clients for a really long fucking time and helping them actually, so like, I mean, like you as a client, we help you keep your clients for a really long time. So you only need like 4 to 8 clients a month for you to hit 50 to 60 to 100K per month, depending on how long we can actually keep them at the same time as well. And then once we're at 50 to 60K, because we've been able to like, prove that client results are crushing, it's all about working out what we want to do from there, right? Most people are so happy to stay at 50 to 60K for a little while because they actually have, all finances are covered. It's about creating at that point in time. Stay there for probably like 3 to 4 months and then start looking at scaling up from there. Scaling up looking like bringing in a sales rep, bringing in some appointment setters, bringing in great partnerships and actually creating from a place of there being high cash flow sitting in or cash reserves sitting in their business right now, whatever it is, right? And that's always the goal. High cash reserves, team being paid really well, the ability to create whatever the fuck you want. 50 to 60K just seems to be that mark where you can have a high profit, high cash reserves, stay there for a couple of months to stabilize the cash flow at the same time as well. Then be able to you're able to reinvest all your money back into advertising, sales reps, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Great partnerships and genuinely create a fucking monstrosity of a business at the same time too. But even me explaining that to you just now explains what working with us could look like. No matter what stage you're at, if you're at that like 5, it's like, cool, we can easily fix sales and get you to a stage where you're up to 20 to 25 and get you out of the day-to-day. That's out of the day-to-day of client success and appointment setting, help you sell based on people already wanting what you were selling because our marketing is so good. build up cash reserves and then put you in a position where you can actually bring sales reps in or something that actually helps you scale, because it could be partnerships, could be referral partners, whatever the hell it is. And then the goal is like, choose what you want to create from there. Now that you understand that, you can probably visualize what that looks like through the whole process. And the idea is like, how can you guys communicate to your market what that full process looks like so that they can best understand whether they're on track, off track, what needs to happen next, what skills they might need, what their responsibilities, what your responsibility with them is, so that there isn't this idea of disappearance where they're going to disappear at any opportunity because they can't see what the future looks like. Now, this is stuff we love helping our clients with. And shameless pitch, right? Like if by chance you would love to work through that, you know, 5 to 60K journey and then look at what getting from 60 to 150 looks like, I would love for you to reach out to us and work with us on that. I've never met with someone who was genuine about doing it and not been able to find a payment plan that doesn't work with them either, because I've just got so much evidence that we can help them get money back in the bank so fucking quickly. So if you'd like to, reach out. Outside that, I hope this is really helpful. If this was helpful to you, please reach out and let me know what was helpful. I think one of the coolest things you could actually do is share your takeaways, the lessons you might have learned from this in our actual Facebook group. I would love for you guys to do that. What's interesting is like the amount of people who will all have different takeaways and different lessons and different ideas from it. You'll be able to learn from all of them at the same time too. If you guys could do that, that would be a huge help to me, even just so I can understand what you guys are taking away at the same time too. My strong suggestion to you is create a picture of what the journey looks like so that people who you're wanting to sell to can actually see what working with you long-term looks like, so that they can see that they want to go on that journey with you, so that they can see that they want to stay with you for the long-term and actually buy into it in the same way that a woman would want to buy into a life with a man who says, this is what life's going to look like, and does what he says he's going to do and helps bring that to life with them at the same time as well. Appreciate you guys. Hope it was helpful. Speak to you all soon. Reach out if we can help. Peace.